Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Neck and neck. Man, but I'll tell you, it's really when you go in deep into what Nate Cohn writes at the New York Times that you find out exactly where the problems lie for Kamala Harris. This is our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. A big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Is Kamala Harris's surge beginning to ebb? That's the question raised by this morning's New York Times Siena College poll, which finds Donald Trump narrowly ahead of her among likely voters nationwide. Now, you know, I don't normally put stock in nationwide polls. I'm not going to be a hypocrite and change my mind on that. But the reason why this is significant is that what we're finding is what voters are saying is similar in not only the national polls, but also in the local polls as well. And that's this. That Donald Trump is seen as the more centrist candidate. That's right. He's seen as the more centrist candidate. You know why? Because Kamala Harris is a whack job. There's no way to know whether the Times-Siena poll is too favorable for Mr. Trump, they write. We never know whether the polls are right until the votes are counted. But the poll nonetheless finds that he has significant advantages in this election, and they might just be enough to put him over the top. Here's some of those thinkings. Here's some of those findings. He's more popular than ever before. 46% of likely voters say they have a favorable view of the former president. That's down a little bit from the last national poll when 47% had a favorable view, but it still makes him more popular than he was in 2016 or 2020. That's right. After nonstop investigations, prosecutions, being called Hitler and being told that he was going to destroy the world and democracy, he's more popular now than he ever was. He has advantages on the issues. They asked voters a two-part question. First, what's the most important issue to your vote? Second, do you think Ms. Harris or Mr. Trump is better on that issue? By that measure, Trump has a 5-point lead on the issues that matters most to voters. Whatever that issue may be for them personally, Trump has a lead. Think about that. Trump has a lead no matter what the issue is. How about that? Huh? So whatever your issue du jour is, You like Trump better on it. I mean, you can't make this up, can you? You really cannot make this up. Trump has a lead on that. All right. What else does the poll find from Nate Cohn as he breaks it down? Donald Trump is the more centrist candidate. This is probably my favorite part of this entire poll. It really is. This part about it may be my absolute favorite part. He occupies the center. A near majority of voters say Mr. Trump is not too far to the left or the right on the issues. Well, only around one third say he's too far to the right. Nearly half of voters, in contrast, say Ms. Harris is too far to the left. And only 41% say she's not too far either way. This is one of Mr. Trump's overlooked advantages, they write. This is the New York Times again. It's Nate Cohn, New York Times. Yes, he's outside of the political mainstream in many respects. He denied the result of the 2020 election. That's, again, their writing here. And yes, he does have conservative views on many issues like immigration, but he's also taken many positions that would have been likelier to be held by a Democrat than a Republican a decade ago, like opposition to cutting entitlements, support for a cooperative relationship with Russia, or opposition to free trade. It's a reputation he's careful to protect, from saying he doesn't support Project 2025 to his cagey position on additional measures to restrict abortion. Let's break that down a little bit here. The idea that he wants a cooperative relationship with Russia, meaning he doesn't want World War III, meaning he doesn't want to see nuclear weapons go boom against Russia. Opposition to free trade is not exactly correct. It's pro-American trade, tariffs on countries that don't embrace that, and then finding ways to have incentives for American manufacturing. Remember what our buddy E.J. Antoni said last week? He said that everything, a tariff is just another way to talk about costs. And there's costs for everything. Trump wants to see the costs reflected in tariffs, which is what the United States of America used to do up until they had the income tax. He's seen as the change candidate in a nation that wants change. While President Biden's departure from the race lifted the spirits of many Democrats, the national mood still isn't great. An overwhelming majority of voters say that the economy is poor and that the nation is heading in the wrong direction. How about that? And, they write, a clear direction, a clear distinction here is that what the voters find is that Kamala Harris is more of the same. Kamala Harris is more of the same. She represents exactly the problem that Democrats have, which is that she reflects Joe Biden's policies. They didn't like him, and they don't like her. So he occupies the center. People like his positions on policies that they care about more than anything. And only 40% of voters say that Ms. Harris represented change, while 55% said she represented more of the same. In contrast, Trump was seen as representing change by 61% of voters, while only 34% said he was more of the same. Well, it's not that complicated. He's not in office. She's the vice president of the United States of America. So how complicated is that to see? You have somebody who's doing the job and not doing the job well, and then you have a guy who did the job and did the job well, according to voters, and now he wants to do the job again. So they're turning around and going, all right, well, that makes sense. I mean, you're not in charge right now. And people are not that stupid. They know who's in charge. They know who the incumbents are. It's not that complicated. They get that. Abortion, democracy, and Project 2025 all stand out as major liabilities in the poll. How is that a major liability if voters see him as the more centrist candidate? Or is that just the New York Times putting their spin on it? I mean, if I think he's the more centrist candidate, I'm not worried about democracy. And if I think he's more centrist, then I'm not worried about abortion. But at least in this poll, Trump leads anyway. Worse for Ms. Harris, she is seen as having few strengths. And then they ask the question, is Harris getting defined? Now, again, remember, this poll, I think, is very reflective of what we've also seen with the swing state polls as well. That's why I like it, because of, I like what the voters have to say. I don't put a lot of stock into how the voters are voting, because I think there's a lot of skewing in national polls. But what the voters are saying in this poll is very consistent with what they're saying in the swing state polls, like in Pennsylvania, for example. So Harris seemed like, oh, well, we didn't know her. We liked her. That's what they said. It was like a sugar high. But now people are starting to understand that she doesn't really have any serious policy positions. In fact, you could argue her positions are all complete fugazis. Like whatever she was for last time, she's against now. She was against it before, she's for it now. So she's just flipped on that. The advantage of this approach to Kamala Harris was obvious. A generic Democrat, they say, is often a winning one. The risk, however, was that Ms. Harris was inevitably going to be defined one way or another, and that her campaign was mostly forfeiting its opportunity to clearly define her in the eyes of the public. The risks associated with the strategy are evident. Despite a month of favorable coverage, voters still don't know enough about her. So now there was another article I read today that said, looking at the upside of the recent New York Times Santa Harris poll, and they're saying, well, she's just not very defined. So if they just define her better, she still has a chance to win. Look, obviously this race is a jump ball at this point, no question about it. It's incredibly close, way more close than it would be if Joe Biden was still the candidate, no doubt about that. Voters say they want to hear more about where she stands on the issues, something her campaign has struggled to lay out. So last night they put out her policy positions. And they're not very in depth, and they don't want them to be in depth. She's trying to run as a generic candidate. The poll also hints that Trump campaign has begun to fill in the blanks of defining Kamala Harris as too liberal or progressive. A majority of voters see her as at least somewhat responsible for the problems along the border. And a majority of voters say she's a risky choice and more of the same. Hardly an enviable combination. You know how they got there? You know how they got to this place right now where voters are seeing her this way? It's because he called her Comrade Kamala. That was a great nickname, and it stuck. Comrade Kamala, a great nickname. It stuck. It's something that people could easily remember. It's something that people could think about. Comrade Kamala. You look at the top lines in this, and yeah, they're neck and neck, but man, registered or likely voters, I mean, the likely voters here and what they're saying, they trust Trump more than they trust Kamala Harris. And this is the far right wing New York Times. Now, the question, of course, is Kamala Harris have any backbone whatsoever? Is she just going to be whatever she has to be? Yeah, no, it was the Bulwark. And the title of the Bulwark piece was The Case for Staying Optimistic About Harris. They're already declaring doom and gloom. They're already deciding that they are so incredibly screwed by all this. They are so screwed going into this election, going into this debate tomorrow night, and they're incredibly nervous about it. Man, I would not want to be in their shoes right now, would you? Going into this debate tomorrow night with Kamala Harris down on the ropes when she was supposed to be crushing it? Oh, yeah, she was supposed to be crushing it. Listen, at this point right now, they thought this race was going to be over. Like, you just wrap it up. You know, Trump would just be, if anybody else could beat Trump, they would say, if Joe Biden was out, anybody could beat Trump. That's what they said. And the real Kamala Harris is a progressive kook. And who confirms that for us? Bernie Sanders. Kamala Harris is just saying whatever she has to say. She doesn't mean it. None of it is real. Here he was on NBC News with Kristen Welker on Meet the Press yesterday morning, calling in from Burlington, Vermont, and in my opinion, needing a haircut. PhD 855-839-1210. Matt Walsh got a new movie out. Am I Racist? He's going to join me. AJ Rice, my buddy, he's got a new book/album out, The White Privilege Album. He's going to join me as well. So we got a big show still to come here. But tonight, I'm speaking at the Protect the Vote Integrity event in Pennsylvania. I'm really, really excited about this. So, you know, the number one question I get asked all the time. Is can we have a fair election in this country? Can we have a fair election? I get asked the question constantly. And people always say, Rich, are they going to try to cheat? Are they going to try to steal? Well, the answer to that, of course, is yes. But luckily, my buddy Linda Kearns invited me tonight to address the Protect the Vote Tour, Republican Election Integrity Team. And they're coming tonight to Fort Washington, PA, White Marsh Valley Event Center. It starts in a little bit. And I'm excited about it because you got Chairman Michael Whatley's going to be there and Matt Whitaker, former acting U.S. Attorney General, Pam Bondi, and the PA GOP Chairman Lawrence Tabas, among other very prominent, notable guests who are going to be there tonight at the event. And the goal here is to swamp the vote with election integrity workers, people who can make sure the Democrats can't cheat. This isn't 2020. You know, we've learned a lot since 2020 and COVID and mail-in ballots and everything else. We've learned a lot. And the one thing we know is anticipate what they're going to do and then let's go after it. Let's go after it. Let's find out exactly what it is they want to do and then understand their tactics and their games and then be ready for it. Be ready for it. Oh, and by the way, the favorite foods, Kamala Harris's comfort foods, Kamala Harris turns to her favorite foods in efforts to show a more private side and connect with voters. So she had her comfort spirit support animal and Tim Walz with her for the NBC interview. Now it's all about her comfort foods as she deals with the stress of this election. Oh, man. Associated Press. Harris turns to her favorite foods in an effort to show a more private side and connect with voters. I'm the emotional eater. And she walks around with a bag full of Doritos. You know, making America healthy again is actually a big deal. It's kind of an important thing for voters. And this article is such a puff piece. One of the biggest challenges for Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris is trying to define herself. And how are they doing that now? With food! Sharing personal details about her childhood, cooking and food to show her more private side. It is known that Harris is a foodie and likes to cook. This is a very hard-hitting AP piece here. In fact, she just made a pancakes and bacon breakfast for her niece's 6 and 8-year-old daughters on the July morning when Biden called her the news that she was dropping out of the race. From talking about nacho cheese Doritos as her snack of choice to washing collard greens in the bathtub, Harris is aiming to reconnect with voters on a more personal level while learning that she likes Doritos as a snack. I mean, this is just journalism in this country is so dead. Am I right? It's so dead. Like you'd be if you ate like Kamala Harris did, because her diet is incredibly unhealthy. But I love that it's all about her comfort foods, you know, because the stress of all the whole thing it handles. It's just it's so tough. So collard greens in the tub. This is a Seinfeld episode. She makes collard greens in the tub. It's like Kramer with the salad in the shower. Yeah, disgusting. I'd wash them in the bathtub. Ew! I don't want to see your collard greens being washed in the bathtub. And then they're trying to say that she likes McDonald's because she fake worked there. Does anybody really believe that Kamala Harris really likes McDonald's? No, and her go-to snack is Doritos. Not Cool Ranch, but nacho cheese. Nacho cheese. And that's what she said it was my go-to, even though it was a very awkward time when she reached for Doritos and somebody handed her a bag of Doritos. Remember that at the campaign stop at Sheetz in Pennsylvania? And they handed her the Doritos, and then she had the Doritos, and then somebody else gave her Doritos, and it was so staged, so scripted. No Cool Ranch? Huh? For the cool candidate? All right, as we continue along here at our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHC, don't go away.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I got to ask the question, how did you get into that restaurant to do the to do the catering for that one scene that we just posted on social media?
Well, that's, if I gave you all my secrets, I'd have to kill you, of course.
But, understood.
Can't give away the way the sausage is made, but it was, very, very carefully is how I got in there, I'll say.
And very carefully how you got out, I'm sure. So, Am I a Racist? It's the new movie, and it looks hysterical. I'm really excited for it, but important, too. Not just funny, but also very important, because you ask a lot of very challenging questions, and you drive around in a really cool scooter.
The scooter is my favorite part, actually. My favorite part of making the film was the scooter. Wearing the wig, not as much, but the scooter was a nice consolation prize.
How long did it take you to make Am I Racist, Matt?
It actually took longer than I thought. It took probably over a year certainly over a year, actually, of filming to put this together. And part of that is because, it's not a traditional kind of movie where you're going off of a script. We don't have a script, so we have a kind of basic idea of what we want the story to be. And obviously, we know what the message of the film is, but you don't know what you're going to get until you're in these rooms with these people. And so you go get as much as you can, and you kind of put the story together, and kind of as we were filming, we started to realize that there are things we need that we didn't think we'd need. There are scenes we wanted to get that we realized we don't need to get anymore. So you're just kind of doing it on the fly in a lot of ways.
And I saw in the New York Post recently, Matt Walsh, that you got one of the people to pay your producer reparations. So congratulations, that's huge.
That's a scene from the movie that I guess made its way out into the world. It's still, I'm trying to cling on to my principle of not giving away spoilers, even if the media is reporting on it. I'm just going to ignore that. So
fair enough.
I'll say I can't confirm or deny that I persuaded Robin DiAngelo to pay cash reparations on the spot to my black producer. I confirm nor deny that scene, but You certainly have to, I'll say this, you have to see it for yourself. You have to go watch the movie to see that scene with Robin DiAngelo for yourself, because it's even weirder and crazier than maybe it sounds in the media reports.
Well, I guess, as somebody who's looking forward to seeing the movie, and I know my audience is as well, what are you hoping we get from it?
Well, I think the main thing that I got from it, making it, and that I think the audience will take away from it, is that, there are people who have a vested interest in creating racial guilt and resentment, hatred, suspicion, division, all of those things. So to the extent that we see that in society, it's because it's being fostered by people who they make money on. And that there's a lot of money, there's a lot of power and influence for them. And those people, they go right now, they march under the banner of DEI and anti-racism, so-called. Eventually DEI will go away and they'll call it something else, but it's always kind of the same ideology repackaged again and again and again. And if not for those people, if they would go away, if they just shut up and leave people alone, a lot of these problems would also go away. It's not that we would live in some kind of racial utopia, of course, but I think most normal people who live outside of the kind of DEI bubble, they don't sit around thinking about race and racism all that much. It's not a huge part of their lives. And I think that's the default position of most people if they were allowed to live that way.
So money and power drives a lot of this, right?
Absolutely. I mean, there's if you want to really get into psychoanalyzing people like Robin DiAngelo, there's probably more involved. It's always not that simple, but that is most of it. I mean, that's people with nefarious intentions who do bad things, you know, generally speaking, they do it because of money and power. And we don't hide from that in this film. One thing we do in the film is we put up on the screen in the movie how much money we paid these people to appear in our film. Because to us, that's part of the story. You know, the fact that they're in it for the money, and sometimes they're getting paid like exorbitant amounts. We would pay the fee because that's part of the story. We want to put that in the film, and we did.
Movie opens up September 13th, and it's got a national release. I'm happy for you, man. Congratulations. I mean, this is great. This comes after, of course, your last film, which was a big success, which really questioned what is a woman. So this has become your niche, I guess we'd say, challenging these norms, right?
Yeah, I think, I do a daily podcast as well, which is just more straightforward commentary. But I found from making What is Woman and now this film that there's a lot of power in using entertainment, using film, using narrative to get a message across. I'm hoping to keep doing it for as long as I'm around.
Well, good. Congratulations, Matt Walsh. Matt Walsh blog and Am I Racist? The movie comes out. It's September 13th, national release. Hey, thanks for joining us in Philadelphia. Best of luck with the movie. We're excited for it. Great stuff.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. My next guest has his own walk-up music, so hang on. I'm going to play it for us so we can do this. And he's not only the CEO of Publius PR, he's also the author of this new book record combo, because he's just that kind of a player. So let me cue up his walk-up music. There we go. White Privilege album. AJ Rice, my man, what's up, brother?
What's going on, brother Rich? Great to be here.
I like this. This is good. Now, I know you. You're not musically inclined whatsoever. So who did this for you?
This is the White Privilege album.
Oh, I love this. Hang on. Let's let this. Let's swim in this for a minute, AJ Rice.
I'm off the hook, cause the novel is an album, and the album is a book. This is the White Privilege album. Say it twice, the White Privilege album. Author is AJ Rice. Man, I'm off the hook, cause the novel is an album, and the album is a book. Man, I'm watching as the world go crazy. Boys used to age to men, and girls used to grow to ladies. But now what's in each is a thought. I mean it, it's a lot. And guys gotta hop on step stools just to eat it through. Back on the main topic of white privilege. There's definitely some extent to it, but what type is this? It's getting nuts from classrooms to trash rooms. Full grown men with kids in school up in my niece's bathroom.
Yeah, I'm glad he sent me the clean version. Now, who's doing that music for you?
So that is underground battle rapper BK, and he's been around a while. Jewish guy from Brooklyn who has rapped with the Wu-Tang Clan and a lot of other sort of underground New York rappers over the last couple decades. He's an interesting cat. He put a song out supporting Israel against Hamas called "The War in Review." And we have a few connections through the PR firm, and we got him the book, and we got him some notes, and he went in the studio a couple of weeks ago in New York City and came out with a theme song for the new book. So we love it. There's a clean version. There's probably a parental advisory version, but that may be available for download. But I put a book out that looks like a rap album as a parody, so why not go make a rap song?
All right, so let me understand this. This is the first question that I have. Is this a book? Is this an album? Is it both? What do we got here?
Well, look, the word album has a lot of definitions. It's essentially a collection, right? So an album could be a collection of pictures, a collection of songs, or a collection of essays. So the White Privilege album is a collection of essays. And the subtitle of the book is Bringing Racial Harmony to Very Fine People on Both Sides. So I'm obviously trolling the left. I'm trolling some of the big lies of the last couple years. And so look, I even invented a parental advisory sticker that I slapped on the cover of the book, a fake one. It was a throwback to my first book, The Woking Dead. So while we were while I was putting this together, I was like, you know what? You know what would be hilarious is if I actually had a song commissioned to go along with the book. So that's what you just heard. And the book itself is fun. It's funny. Obviously, you know, it'll make a few heads explode on the left. But it's a collection of essays that goes through basically 12 months of the year, where every chapter of the book is the month of the year. So chapter one's called January Privilege. Then there's February Privilege, March Privilege. And in each one of these things, there's themes. Like in September and October, like October, there's Halloween stuff. There's Christopher Columbus stuff. So look, you know me. I can't just do a book. I can't just do a song. There has to be at least four dimensions to this, because I'm living inside the MAGA, you know, cinematic universe. So I've got to do more than just put out a boring book.
No, I agree, and that's the Philly guy in you too. I mean, you're from this area, so that's also you. You're complex
right.
Like that. You know, there's multiple layers.
Big shout out to Rice. Yeah, big shout out to Lansdale Catholic, Montgomery County, Pennsylvania.
Well, we got to win Pennsylvania. We'll talk about that in just a second. But Hang on. Let me get a little more of this here, because I'm loving this.
I was ghost. I don't mean to brag and boast. It's the people, social media, tag and post. When the top few percent ain't broke as me. Kamala Harris used to lock people up just for smoking weed. Trump all day after.
That's great. She used to lock people up for smoking weed. Yeah, we kind of forgot
right.
that. We forgot that little part.
She made, and I don't know, remember, first Indian, first Jamaican, first Canadian nominee. And I will tell you, you know, it's funny, when she's a prosecutor, she's throwing the black youth of California in jail for dime bags. Next thing you know, when Minneapolis is on fire, she's getting people out of jail, mostly white Antifa people. She's prying them from jail for burning half the city down. So it's amazing how she sees the universe. You know, petty theft and dime bags, you go to jail forever. Burning the city down, you're a freedom fighter, and you get sprung from the pokey immediately.
All right, so let's talk about from the White Privilege album. We got Halloween right around the corner, and this is always a time of year when people get into a lot of trouble, whether it is fraternities and sororities doing Mexican sombrero themes, or it's Jimmy Kimmel deciding to put blackface on. So what? Because you know, lefties get away with that, whether it's Ted Danson or it's Howard Stern or it's Jimmy Kimmel. So what? Talk to me about Halloween as far as this goes.
Sure. Well, look, there's a section of the book called Can I Still Be a Black Guy for Halloween? And I'll tell you why. So I'm a baby of the 80s. I'm born in the 80s. And most of my Halloween costumes, and I thought about, making this my author photo. Most of my Halloween costumes from the 80s were three black guys. Julius Erving, Darth Vader, and Charles Barkley. These are my three favorite people from the 80s. And I obviously, with the new rules, and it's hard to keep up with who's allowed to do what and when. With the new rules, you can't be certain people for Halloween. You know, it's funny, when the Marvel Black Panther movie came out a couple years ago, there were a ton of left-wing, radical, woke, cultural Marxist journalists that basically put out these pieces that said, you know, your child cannot be Black Panther for Halloween if your child is white. Cannot put on the Black Panther outfit. Now, I see plenty of black kids, Hispanic kids. They dress up like Captain America and Wolverine and Deadpool and Peter Parker and Batman. So I found the discrepancy, I found the hypocrisy fascinating, and obviously I joke around about it a lot in the book.
You know, I don't think Darth Vader is actually a black guy. I think he's culturally appropriating black culture.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, he is a white. When the mask comes off, he's white. But when the mask goes on, he's James Earl Jones' voice. So you got to.
That's
true. It's a Rachel Dolezal situation. I don't know. I'm not sure who. What he is. He's a little bit of everything.
Yeah. No, that's definitely a much more complicated subject for another show. All right. Now, what about when we get into Christopher Columbus? Because, I mean, that's right around the corner, too. My guy, the Italian people, who, by the way, A.J. Rice, I should mention, the reason why we have Columbus Day is because the Italians were the victims of a lot of discrimination. The largest mass lynching in American history happened in New Orleans against Italians. Italians, and they figured out a way. They had to like, you know, find a way to try to make Americans back off a little bit. So they figured, all right, who's a successful Italian? Columbus. We'll make a day, but we can't have Columbus Day now. It's Indigenous Peoples Day.
That's right. That's right. We're gonna. Elizabeth Warren is at the front of the parade float, and look, as a Irish Catholic, Italian Catholics and Irish Catholics, it hasn't always been fun and games, as you just said, for either group. And a lot of times, in most cases, we hung together because in a lot of cases, in the turn of the last century, you know, Italians and Irish people in New York City, Boston, Philadelphia, Chicago had, you know, less rights than some freed black slaves. And we, whether it's St. Patrick's Day or whether it's Columbus Day, they are trying to take it away because Italians and Irish people, although we were minorities once upon a time, we have been grandfathered into the white privilege supremacy zone. So they have to go. St. Patrick has to go. Columbus has to go. Many others have to go. And I guess one of the reasons is this notion that when Western Europe showed up, and for Columbus's sake, I guess it was, you know, Nevis and St. Croix and islands in the Caribbean. When we showed up, we brought with us not modernity and natural law and the Magna Carta and science. We brought with us, I guess, the wiping out of the indigenous people of North America. Now, here's the thing. The indigenous people, and I go through this in the book, the indigenous people of both North and South America were not exactly nice to each other, okay? They were all wiping out each other, enslaving each other. The Incas, the Aztecs, and the Mayans were doing horrendous things to each other, including slavery and human sacrifice. So it's not like, I mean, look, I say in the book, and I say it glibly and jokingly, mankind isn't exactly nice to itself no matter where you are, whether it's Egypt or Mexico City. So, yeah, we kind of suck a lot, and our goal is to try to slowly not suck. So I guess the theory goes, and obviously the humanities departments of America are pumping this into the youth of the United States, that, you know, the indigenous population here, the Indians, the Atlanta Braves, the Cleveland Indians, the Chicago Blackhawks, that they were all just really behaving themselves, having a wonderful time, never attacking each other until white privilege showed up on the shores, you know, with the Pilgrims and with Columbus. So, yeah, now we have some fun with that in the book.
And by the way, just I don't want to upset Justin Trudeau. So we like to say people kind, not necessarily mankind. But otherwise, I totally agree with everything you just said. So
talk about another guy that likes to dress up in other races and get caught, right? I think I saw him in the Disney production of Aladdin, didn't I?
Yeah, and I think he's going to go as his biological father, Fidel Castro, this Halloween. Allegedly. I don't know if that's true or not, but that'd be a good look for him. Yeah. AJ Rice is with me, the author of the White Privilege album, which is available via Simon & Schuster. He's also the CEO of Publius PR, and he's a political guy, and he's from our area, so we love to get his input on things. All right, so everybody's saying we got to win Pennsylvania. It's a must-win state. These polls are showing it's a dead heat, neck and neck. Tomorrow night's a big debate in Philadelphia. What are you expecting? What's your thinking on this?
I think that, just like the last debate with Biden, the rules are going to help Trump. I think that when there is a mute button and there is no audience, Trump pretty much, like, you know, Dr. J or Jordan, waits for the mic to open up and then dunks on whatever the dummy next to him is going to do. Never forget this. Donald Trump took out 18 Republicans in 2016. He put a fork in Jeb Bush and the Bush family. Then he turned his attention to Mitt Romney and the magical underwear, sent him packing. He then took out and pretty much disrupted a bunch of heroes that weren't captured, like Barack, the Obama family, the Clintons. He took out Hillary Clinton, the McCains. And then the last debate he just did, he basically forced the Democrats to remove their nominee. So, you know, Kamala better bring her A game because she's going up against Trumpzilla. And the rules, as long as ABC stays out of it, and to CNN's credit, they didn't really get in the way of the, you know, Biden derailed train last time. We'll see if they come running in, you know, with a Victorian couch for Kamala to faint on halfway through the debate. But I think he's going to do fantastic. As far as Pennsylvania goes, brother, you and I know, Pennsylvania to us was always fool's gold. Until 2016 at 3 in the morning, East Coast time. When it came in, I couldn't believe what I was seeing because I had worked in Southeast Pennsylvania politics for so long. And I could see that these voters were there. They weren't dead. But a lot of them hadn't voted since 88, maybe 92, which was the last time a Republican won the state. But the demos have changed. You know, PA does experience a brain drain. And when that happens, you know, the blue collar workers get more power. They get stronger. They get more activists. And Trump speaks to a certain type of American that feels that, quite frankly, both parties have somewhat left them behind. So, I've got reports from University of Maryland, Pennsylvania State University. There is a lot of youth running around at these Big Ten games on the East Coast in MAGA hats. So I'm not quite sure that both the minority vote or the youth vote is totally sold on Kamala Harris just because TikTok and Google and MSNBC tell them that they have to be.
Yeah, look, AJ Rice, I agree with you and everything you just said, especially about the workers, the disenfranchised workers who feel like both parties have left them behind, no doubt about it. And look, I still think her comments on fracking. I mean, if I'm a guy working in the fracking industry, I'm one of the 100,000 workers in there. She's making jokes about it on Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon's show. I'm not believing this sudden change that she's had because it's not grounded in any true philosophical 180. It's just, oh yeah, now we have green energy, so. Yeah, so that's a big issue here, and I don't think that gets enough attention. I mean, you said you wanted to destroy, literally destroy, the number one industry in Pennsylvania, and your administration also does a liquid natural gas export ban. That's not lost on me if that's my job. Like, I got to go in there, and I got to believe that she's going to suddenly now go from wanting to literally destroy my industry to protecting it in some way, shape, or form. You're going to have to give me a lot more evidence to back that up. So I think that's an issue that people are not talking enough about.
Absolutely. And look, never forget this, ladies and gentlemen. You know, if you're going to be, if you're running for a job, a position to be hired by the American people with the nuclear codes, with the biggest budget in the world, with the most powerful military on earth, right? You need some sparring practice, whether you're a boxer, a fencer, or you're playing street ball in South Philadelphia. And the funny thing about it is the left has wrapped her in bubble wrap here, and it's going to be a disservice to her. And it was a disservice to Biden because they're surrounded by people that tell them everything they want to hear. The phony baloney late night hosts all, you know, are bootlickers. The media are bootlickers. She brought, you know, the phony soldier to her interview, right, as her emotional support animal.
Yep.
Tim Walz, she did one interview. She takes no questions from the press. So she's rusty. I don't care how much practice she's been doing, apparently, in Pittsburgh this week, right? She's been, like, holed up in Pittsburgh since last Thursday. So I don't know what kind of sparring she's doing. But it's not the same as game time, okay? You can practice with all of your friends all day long. But this is game time, and it's not just any old game time. It's game time against Trump Kong. This is King Kong politics. And she's never had anyone disagree with her lately. So and apparently anyone that does on her staff gets fired. So she's going to be in for a rude awakening because the bubble wrap's going to come off and those lights are going to go on and she's going to have to act like a gladiator in the arena, you know, with probably the best Republican debater we've had in a long time.
The White Privilege album, bringing racial harmony to very fine people, .. on both sides. AJ Rice, my guest and the author of the book / musical interlude. Make sure you pick up a copy of it today. AJ, where can people find you on social media?
Well, everywhere. We're on pretty much everything, either at Publius PR or at AJ Rice. You know, you can get the book anywhere books are sold, from Walmart to Amazon to Books a Million. You know, pick up a copy. The holidays are coming. It's time to horrify your relatives.
Yeah, and you got some great endorsements for the book, too. I want to mention you got Abraham Lincoln endorsed the book, which is huge, Columbus himself, and even Joseph Stalin. So that's a big range there of editorial reviews, in my opinion.
It is. Stalin loves it. He wants me in the gulag, but he thinks I'm on to something here.
And how in the world did you get artificial intelligence, which, by the way, is two letters, AI? How did you get AI to endorse your book?
Well, I mean, look, they came across it, obviously, once it was available online, and they sent me a message that they were preparing to deplatform, demonetize, and shadow ban the book. So, you know, I figured, you know, slap that on the book jacket and let's see if we can sell some copies before they totally wipe me off the face of the earth there digitally.
Let's do it. The White Privilege album, bringing racial harmony to very fine people on both sides. Thanks, my friend. Always great to catch up with you and to talk your political analysis too, from the must-win state of PA, where you cut your teeth. We'll say that.
That's so. Right, brother. Look, I appreciate you, and I just want to leave your audience with one thing: go Birds.
Are the Eagles better than the Eagles, though? That's the question.
Oh yeah, no, they are.
Okay, because you know, John Fetter person. You know, that's one of his famous questions. The Eagles are better than the Eagles. So I agree with you. I'm with you on that. AJ Rice, everybody. Thanks, pal.
All right, brother. Thank you, sir.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.